Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bruce Arians, Coach Bruce, is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Bruce, what's happening, buddy?
What's going on, guys? How's it going up there?
Hey, first of all, what's congratulations up? And good luck down there in Tampa. But I got some beef with you, Coach. Ooh. Last time I had you on, you said the only team I'm coming out to coach is the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
What changed for you?
Well, they never called.
That's funny.
No, it was really weird.
How
I keep saying the stars aligned for this, you know, great ownership. Knew the general manager, loved the quarterback, and all my assistants were available. It's like, well, what else do you have to do to get a job? I mean, this was like perfect situation.
Yeah, no, you talk about all your assistants being available, and BT and I hit this frequently when there are coaching changes around the NFL. Not a lot of shows do it, but we do, because building a staff is truly one of the hardest things that a head coach has to do. As you looked at this, the Tampa Bay roster and the issues over the last couple of years, Jameis Winston, what in your mind says to you, I can make this right?
Oh, I think there's a lot of quality players on both sides of the ball. You know, there's been issues with turnovers offensively, and some are technical, some are, you know, decisions. Those are things we have to correct with coaching. And but as far as wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, skill players, oh my gosh, we're loaded.
Yeah,
you know, we've got to work some up front, but. I mean, there were times, you know, first game of the year, they put up almost 50 in New Orleans. And there's talent. And defensively, the same thing. Changed the entire philosophy of the defense. And really, the whole organization is that we're going to attack.
Yeah.
And we're not going to read and react. We're going to attack.
Yeah.
And, you know, so hopefully we can let some of these young kids play some man-to-man and get more aggressive.
Well, that's been your MO your entire career as a coordinator and as a head coach. And you've just to switch over to Jameis specifically, we've seen the work that you've done with Peyton, with Big Ben, with Andrew Luck, others, Carson Palmer out in Arizona. Jameis Winston is an interesting case, and I know that your philosophy is to get to know this guy like you're his father and create that type of trust. Have you had a chance to meet with Jameis yet, and what's that relationship build going to be like? Because I think it's the most important one for you guys.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. And it's kind of an easy one. You know, I had Jameis, Jake and I had a football camp, my son, in Birmingham when he was in high school, and we had him on 9th or 10th grade in our camp.
Oh, nice.
And I showed him a Super Bowl ring, and he's talked about how it set a dream for him being in that camp. And I followed his career because he was a legend in Birmingham even then.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've gotten to follow. It was funny because in that camp we had four kids that made the NFL.
Oh, get out of here. Who were the other three?
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, Amir Abdullah, Bobby McCain, and
Abdullah was the running back, played at Nebraska,
Amir Abdullah,
right?
Yeah. Bobby McCain, the corner, nickel down in the Dolphins. And now I'm going to go mind blank and forget to the fourth one, but
it's a good camp, though, Coach.
We'll look it up later.
That's good camp.
That's awesome,
though.
Yeah,
it was crazy. And, but, yeah, so, you know, he's been in. We've talked already. I think we have two of the best quarterback coaching minds in Clyde Christensen and Byron Leftwich for him to work with, you know, and I'll be actively a part of that also.
I love it. Talking to Bruce Arians, of course, the new head coach of the Bucs. I don't know, Bruce, you forgot is more football than I know, but if it's up to me, I'm giving the football to Fitzpatrick, man. Forget about trying to fix Jameis Winston. Obviously, I'm just kidding, but, I mean, Fitzpatrick's not a bad guy to have in that quarterback room either. He's been around. He's smart. He's put up some points. He'll be an asset, right?
Well, there's no doubt. You know, he's been doing it for a long time, and he's one of the streakiest guys I've ever – played against. It's a very interesting room.
So Bruce, you know, for the year you got to put on the CBS blazer, bounce around the stadiums, watch games, call games, talk to staffs, just really inhale football from a very different angle. You've been around the game a long time, but learning never stops. What did you learn this year when you weren't coaching?
That everybody has music on practice on Friday. and it drove me crazy. I'm not a music guy, but
okay.
No, it was really fun seeing everybody's Friday's practices and how different they are and what they were trying to accomplish on Fridays and in the production meetings and just seeing a different aspect of a lot of different coaching trees. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, and one of the other things that I'm sure you noticed is the evolution or the, I don't know, whatever it is, the refiguring of offense in the National Football League. You going to institute any of these things that we've seen develop like you saw in Kansas City, like we saw in Cleveland and in Chicago? Is any of that going to come into play for you guys?
Well, yeah, Cleveland running our offense. So yeah. Freddie did a great job of, as soon as taking over, running a bunch of our stuff from Arizona. I mean, I have to laugh when I see all these young people getting hired when probably the most innovative guy in the last 20 years has been Andy Reid.
Yes.
And what Andy did and with his weapons this year, I thought was outstanding. But, yeah, we've always done a lot of the jet motion stuff and all that stuff. It's so cyclical. I mean, the jet sweep I saw in 1979 at Mississippi Delta Junior College.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I mean, it's not something new.
Yeah, no.
And so we actually ran that on a 4th-and-2 against Baltimore in like 2002 to Dennis Northcutt for a big first down to win the game. So, I mean, it's cyclical. It's not brand new. I don't know if there's anything new in football anymore, but it does run in cycles. You know, so much defensive cycle, Tampa 2 and all that cycle. Now it's more wide-open offense.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's just a matter of who brings it back and what kind of twist they can put on it. But speaking of Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, what is your take on overtime? We saw this in the AFC Championship game. You could just feel it. Whoever won the coin toss, literally all I was thinking about was who wins the coin toss. Whoever wins it goes down and scores a touchdown. Do you think that needs to be changed or made more equitable in any way? Because it's almost unfair. Great game gets decided by heads or tails.
Yeah, I mean, it's still you got to play defense. I mean, if you give up a touchdown, I don't ever want to take the sudden death element out. You know, I was on a competition committee when we shortened it to 10 minutes because we had played an overtime game where we had 105 snaps on offense. We couldn't even practice the next week.
Wow, yeah.
And so those things, I think for player safety, we dropped it to 10. I'm not in favor of the college rule because you're taking out the kicking game, and the kicking game is a huge part of football. And I just still think sudden death is the way to go.
Interesting.
But for me, play defense and stop them.
Yeah, no, listen, straight up stop them. I mean, it's not like Tiki said the coin flip determined the game. No, the coin flip determined who would get the football with a chance to win the game. But I hear
well,
you.
Yeah,
stop
them.
I
mean, I love D Ford. I think he's a great player.
Yeah.
But if he lines up 2 inches back, they win the game.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
Win the game with a field goal.
Yeah. Bruce Arians with us here, of course, new coach of the Bucs. That just sounds odd, the new coach of the Bucs. Yeah. He likes the colors red, though. He's hanging out in red. He's sticking with red.
You look good
in red.
A
little pewter as well.
By the way, has Rondé had you over for some whiskey yet?
We had, when I came in to sign it, he and when Chris was here, they had a great evening. We had a blast.
I know that. I know that you did because that's Rondé for you. Rondé owns that town down there.
Hey, Bruce, let me ask you this, though. on a serious note, right? Rondé's the man down there. That goes without saying. I heard Griffey, by the way, as a quick aside, Griffey down the Hall of Fame yesterday driving home. Chris Edgar got in, and they called Griffey on the phone. Griffey played golf, and he's down in Tampa. I'm saying to myself as I'm driving, I guarantee he played with Rondé. You got to ask him that if he played with Griffey yesterday. Bruce, the one knock or the one question about your return to the game, is Bruce in this for the long haul? How you feeling health-wise, and do you really truly, I'm sure you hope, do you really expect to see the length of the contract and maybe beyond? I mean, that's out there, so I just want to throw it out there with respect.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in it for a ring, and you know, if we get one in the next 2 years, I'll probably go for two. But, you know, that's what it's all about. I was so happy the Bucks made me take a physical. And I got to see. I'm like, I got a total physical, and I got a C for the first time maybe in 10 years. I've been an F.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. I was really pumped. I got a
C. You got a pass.
It was like me with math in school. C. I passed.
I mean, it was very refreshing. And doctors in Arizona and doctors at the lake say, hey, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Your numbers are great. So, yeah, I mean, that was really cool.
Yeah, you know, how was Chris taking this? Because obviously you guys were you didn't retire because you were working for us at CBS and – you know, the lake house that you have and, you know, this easier lifestyle. How was your wife getting you back into this high-pressure type of situation? Being a head coach in the NFL was probably the most stressful job in sport. How did she take it?
She gradually got more and more. As she saw me get excited. Uh-huh. She got excited. When you hire a staff and she already knows 19 of the 22 wives.
Wow.
It's like they're all her friends. And so that part of it, just like I said, the stars kept aligning. Then the reception we got when we walked in the building, she was all in.
Yeah. No, you could see.
And the money doesn't hurt either, Bruce. That little extra zero, right?
I mean, CBS was doing them
That's
all
true,
right.
too. That's CBS true. Was paying them well.
Hey, Bruce, let me ask you about your former team, particularly a player, Antonio Brown. I know he's not your player anymore, but we've seen him evolve and change. And the question isn't who he is and why he's doing what he's doing, but – can he get put back on the path where people see him for the great player he is and that's it, as opposed to all
really
the other
so.
Stuff?
Yeah, I really hope so, because I love AB. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, everybody get on the same page and communicating. And I hope so, because he is a great player and the game needs him.
Yeah.
See, but Bruce, I feel, and I don't disagree with what you just said, he is a great player, and the game is more vibrant, more alive when he's doing his thing, for sure. I think it's over in Pittsburgh. I don't know how he walks back into that locker room. You know, he didn't show up in Week 17. Now, they didn't know what was going to happen on the other end of the other game, but they know that they had a win to possibly have a chance at a playoff team. He deserted his brothers. You know, that might sound overly dramatic, but that's what he did. He left his boys hanging. He left his brothers hanging. And I don't know how Tomlin or the organization would open the doors again for him. I wouldn't if it's my team. If you were coaching them, would you?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of us know. So I would just refrain to comment just because, hey, that's their team.
Yeah.
I don't really want to talk about another guy's team. Mike does a great job. And, you know, brothers fight all the time, you know. So it's easy to fix it when you're a brother and you're really a family.
Yeah, especially if they feel tight to him. But how about this guy who just can't seem to retire? Larry Fitzgerald, coach. I mean, he's ageless. He truly is. He takes unbelievable care of his body. He's a renaissance man. He travels the world. He does all these different things. He's announced that he's going to play his 16th season and you know, just further increase the record book, his standing in the record book. What can you tell us about Fitz? We've seen all the stories, but he's got to be one of your favorite players who have coached.
Oh, there's no doubt. But I think that hole-in-one with President Obama jacked him up to where he said, I'm playing again.
The
one thing about Larry, he's always in, like you said, he's always in great shape. He called me from Australia and asked me a couple of questions. I mean, I love Larry. He's, you know, you never can talk about Larry the player before you talk about Larry the person, because he's twice as good a person that he is a player, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
By the way, how was that golf swing, though? Was it one of those lucky hole-in-ones, or was it legit?
No, he's a man. Larry would get up, hit balls at 5 o'clock in the morning and then come to practice. I mean,
wow.
he has got the hook big time for golf, and he's got a heck. If he ever get a driver going, he'd be a
So he's giving you strokes when you guys play.
Yeah, he better be now, because I stink. My game went in the garbage.
Well, listen, if your game gets good again, that means you're not putting in the time at the facility, which we know won't be the case. So a couple of years down the road, you get that handicap down. Hey, listen, man, obviously Teak is your guy, so I'll let him say goodbye. But we loved having you on. And welcome back to the NFL as a head coach, Bruce. It's always fun having you back in the league, man.
Yeah, you're one of the good ones.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're excited for you. We're happy for you. I know Rondé is. He's been talking about it ever since he knew it was going to happen before it actually happened. So I'm good luck, coach. And it's good to see you back on this side of the football field.
I appreciate it, nephew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.